There you go. Hey guys, everybody, welcome back to another segment of Charlie's Bunker with Nelly Baby here. What's going on? How's it going?
Good, good.
Good, good.
Friday.
All right. So where are we? If you can see in the background, we have live music from one of the DJs here. Facebook, we don't know the rights, so you can do whatever you want. Don't cancel us because we're going to be playing it the whole night. So again, it's background noise. We cannot do anything about it, so therefore, please don't shut us down. We don't own the rights.
Music.
All right?
Let's see if we can focus that a little bit more. I think I did it wrong, but that's okay.
No, it's okay.
No, it's going to show up in a minute. There you go. There you go. There you go. And of course, I did it wrong. Okay, I just took myself out of the frame. That's okay.
Put it that way.
There you go. Okay, so Nelly Baby, 2 weeks. It has been 2 weeks. You know what? This year, I wanted to actually be a little bit more on the dot of actually record every weekend. Okay, I wanted to do that. But last week we failed, so there you go. So
you partied too much.
I did not party too much. Actually, whoever followed me on the page, I was actually cooking. Yeah, I believe it or not, I cook. And I actually did some pretty good job myself. But before we continue...
I didn't taste anything, so I can't really agree to that.
Before we continue, where are we? Please, tell me where we are.
We are on, I think this is 28th and Cermak Avenue. We are at one of the fabulous restaurants that lent us their location to record. And that's Mariscos a la Playa de Nayarit.
Estilo Nayarit, yes.
Estilo Nayarit.
Yes, it's right in front. If you're from Chicago and you are around Pilsen or Little Village or Landale, it's literally right in front of Apollo 2000 Theater. So come on by. We're going to be here for a little bit. We're going to be recording. And I just cannot get on frame. I'm sorry. That thing is bugging me right now so much. But it's okay because we're going to continue on Anchor and Spotify and Google Play and Apple Podcasts and all the actual platforms that we're at. And share, like, share before I forget. So, yeah, let's get into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how have you been doing the last 2 weeks?
Working, quiet, home. So, yeah, boring life.
I don't think you had a boring life. I think you actually had a pretty good fun. You didn't have fun?
No.
I mean, I wasn't around you for 2 weeks. Something exciting would have been quiet. Okay, that's a good thing. That's a good thing because I know for a fact that now if I leave again, you're going to be very peaceful and calm.
I guess.
I mean, the way you made it sound, it just sounded like that. So I'm going to take it as it is.
It's okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
What does that mean? Am I fired?
No.
So that way, you know, my number one follower, you could hassle and harass him that he wants to fire me.
No, I do not want to fire you. But if I decide to give you a break, I'm not going to.
Richard, come and get him.
You're not getting fired. You're not getting fired. You're not getting fired, okay? For the 10,000th time, you're not getting fired. You're the one that does pretty much everything around here, so I can't fire you.
So I could quit?
I mean, you can't. You always had that option.
You heard
him. No.
You heard him.
Listen,
he wants
listen.
To fire me.
No, listen. Okay, listen. Let's get one thing straight, okay? I can fire her, but I choose not to, right? She has the option to quit. That's okay.
Because there's like 10 people that literally would kill you.
No, that's okay. She has the option to quit. The problem here is that she's a Libra. She can't make a decision to save her life.
And you're Pisces.
So
you're a hardhead.
I know. So therefore, if I don't make the choice, she will never make it. So she's never going to leave, and I'm never going to fire her because I need her a lot. You see how that works?
Yeah, because I do all the work, and you don't want to do it.
That is exactly right. She hit her right on the nail. She does all the work. I do nothing. So I work smart, not hard. And she's not going to make a choice. So therefore, it's a win-win for me.
I'll just come and appear whenever he feels like coming to the show.
Yeah. So. Oh, there you go. Okay, so we got three people watching us. Oh, already arguing. I thought there was nobody in the live. I'm sorry. Hey, guys. Welcome back. I just saw your post.
You haven't arrived. Get your butt over here. You know where it's at.
Okay, so the one who should not be mentioned says boo. I don't know what that means. Either she's agreeing with me not firing Nelly Baby or the fact that, you know, she is going to quit because she will quit. So Oh, and she got a second job. Good for you. I don't know if that's a good thing because the economy is not doing that well, or if because you want to be pursuing your dream of having a second job. I have no idea how to take that. So I'm going to say congratulations, and I feel bad for you. That's how we're going to go do that. Okay. Hi, I have arrived. I think she meant alive, not
okay.
the place.
Okay. I was like, well, she needs to get her butt over here because I need my drinking buddy before I kill people.
Before she kills me. That we're setting up everything. She already gave me the evil eye. So it's been 2 weeks. I think you detoxed
He hates me today. I don't know why.
All right. That's not the topic. So let's just get into the topic before we start disclosing all the gossip
of Charlie Bunker.
All behind the scenes of Charlie's Bunker. All right. So, as you guys know from Chicago, on January 2nd, the city gave a new law or ordinance that establishments mm-hmm. now have to be asking for a vaccination card, okay?
Yep.
So why am I saying that? Because as this was coming out, a bunch of complaints happened to be on DoorDash. So we're going to start with DoorDash. We have two articles on DoorDash, and we're going to talk about the city ordinance of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But today, one of the things that actually surprised me on DoorDash, and I'm going to say this, I used to work for DoorDash. I used to do, that was my quiet time, all right? So if one day I decided I was too upset about my regular day, there was nothing more relaxing than to actually taking a drive, cruising around my hood, delivering food to random people and getting paid for it. It's a random, it's a cruising dash getting paid for doing that. And I loved it. I really did.
You were doing drive-bys?
I was not doing drive-bys. That is not how I went there. No, that is not how we goes there. No, I didn't do drive-bys.
Because if I was working DoorDash, I would have.
Yeah, you are from Pilsen. Oh, sorry. No offense. But I was...
I'd shank you right now, but you're lucky I don't have any utensils.
Yeah, no, you would. Oh, okay, you know what? Before we continue with the topic, funny story. I think we did say it 2 weeks ago, but... You did stab me on the ribs.
I did.
In the cafeteria.
And people witnessed it. And they started laughing.
And cheering. So imagine how much people hate me.
The most hated man at our workplace.
Yeah. And people cheered that I got stabbed in the ribs. And they're like,
I was
oh
a
my
hero
gosh,
that day.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. You should have been there. You should have seen that. Anyways, going back
we
to the topic.
We could do a play-by-play.
No, we cannot do a play-by-play because that means I have to get shanked again. And I don't want to get shanked again. All right? So... going back to the topic, okay, I love doing DoorDash. DoorDash was a great thing. I was able to work for 4 hours, get paid the same amount of money that I get paid in my regular job. I used to get paid the same amount of money. So that was a plus for me, you know, relaxing, listening to music, cruising around the city, delivering food, and everything was great.
Are you advertising for DoorDash?
No. I just want to give into context how my experience was when it came to doing DoorDash.
Well, so, I think you're giving a free promotion.
No. But here's the thing, and I will say this. There were some times where I took an order, right? And it was literally not worth it, okay? And the reason why, it's because they will penalize you and they will punish you. No.
What?
I did say penalize. No. No.
You're the dirty mind.
No.
Get
just
it out
case,
of the gutter.
Just in case.
You
no.
are from the north side.
Anyways.
You want to talk
anyways. Right. Anyways. There were some orders that they were not even worth it. Okay. So I will drive, I don't know, 30 minutes from one city to the next in the suburbs. And I will only get paid like $8. Right. So that was really upsetting.
What kind of nasty job were you doing?
Delivering food. I just said that. It's DoorDash we're talking about here. I just said that. We're delivering food. No, never mind. Anyways, so they were not worth it. Now, the reason why we're talking about this is because there was an article that stated that one DoorDasher driver, he actually made a 30-minute trip, okay? And he took the food to this person's house, and he only got paid as a tip $4 for the trip. So he got so upset that he grabbed the food, took it, started eating it, and then actually told DoorDash that he never picked up the food. Now, do you think that's fair? Do you think that's right?
First of all, don't you see the damn time and location and distance that you're taking when you're doing that order?
You do, but I just said you get penalized. That's what I say. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. But you do get penalized for not taking that order.
I wasn't thinking nasty, but now since you stated it, I will now. Penalize.
Penalize. Yes. But do you think it's fair?
Yes and no. Well, if you're actually working for DoorDash, you look at your destination and how long it gets you from A to B, then you should know to deny the damn freaking order.
You're right. Usually what happens is, and you left your ringer on, what happens is
mm-hmm.
that you take the order, right? It pops on your phone. And you see the distance, right? This is about a year and a half ago. So you see the order, and it doesn't tell you how far it is. It just tells you the amount of money you're paying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you take the order, that way, then you were able to see how far you would go.
So only when you accept it.
Yes, only when you accept it, you were able. So that was before.
So
that was before.
F DoorDash, because I'm like, forget that. I ain't taking no damn orders.
Yeah, but that was before though. Then they update the system, and you were able to see the distance between the place of where the food was, and then where you were going to deliver it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where you were. So you got that little triangulation there to see how long you will take, right? So once you actually took the order, you went there, you counted the time, and then you took it to the person and whatever, right, the delivery. The problem is that when they give you the total of money you're going to get paid, they don't tell you the tip. They tell you the tip after you get paid. So let's say, for example, if you are driving for 15 minutes, right, because obviously the distance of the city has a lot to play with it. Like, for example, where I live, it's a small town, so
mm-hmm.
I can be from one side to the other in literally 20 minutes. So I can pick up a food in the middle, and then 10 minutes later, I'm at the house. So, and they'll pay me about, you know, $8 to $10. That was the average. 13 was tops, right? But, I mean, if you're making a trip for 20, 30 minutes, you're doing constantly around there, so you're good. But
mm-hmm.
it's a small town. The problem is that you wouldn't see the tip until you take the order. And once
you take the order,
you have to finish it, because if not, you get penalized.
You
can actually deny the order before you take it. So if it pops on your screen and it says accepted or denied. So you see how much they're going to pay you, and you're just like, okay. But you're thinking that's just the drive. You don't think it includes the tip. But that total amount includes the tips. It already includes the tip. So once you take
it. That's some bull crappy.
Once you take it, then you know how much you're getting paid on tips.
Forget that. They're scamming people then.
That's what they're complaining about, okay? And again, the system is set up for you to actually take a good amount of deliveries, but also you wanna make sure you're getting your money's worth, right? Because you gotta pay for your own gas, you gotta pay for your own wear and tear, you gotta, you know, the maintenance of the car, so that insurance and that your
mm-hmm.
cell phone, so all of that doesn't come included in obviously when you get hired by them because you're an independent contractor. So I think that he screwed up. He shouldn't have taken the food. And he should have gotten fired by that. Because you're getting $4 and a tip.
Yeah.
Okay? How much was the order originally? It just says the tip.
Yeah.
Just the tip. It doesn't say about the actual food order.
You kind of enjoyed that tip a little too much.
I just remember of the movie, what's it called? Sausage Party? When they go, just the tip, and that was pretty
like
much
like I said, you enjoyed that tip a little too much.
Nah, I guess. I will take it again.
I bet you did.
All right. But I think he shouldn't have done that. I think that he should be a little bit smarter. I think he was a new driver. He got a little bit ticked off about it, and he decided to just do that. He shouldn't have done that. Hey, you know the rules of the game when you start playing them. If you don't know them, that's not their fault. It's his fault. What do you think?
I don't know. I guess that's the risk that you take if you want to do your own self-employment, because you're kind of working on your own and not doing a 9-to-5 like a regular office job. So you're kind of having a freelance and enjoying a ride and getting paid for it, too.
I mean, think about it. And that's also another thing that it plays in this context, right? And again, I'm not defending DoorDash. I'm just saying that they have to better their system. I'll give you that. But I'm saying that he screwed up, and this is why, okay? Yeah, you're getting $4 on the tip, right? On the tip.
Did he loop it up first?
I was just waiting for you to say something like that.
But no, I don't know if you did. I don't. Oh God.
You're being an ass.
I don't know if he did loot it up. I don't know. I didn't ask him. I don't know the guy.
Did he go?
I don't know the guy. I didn't ask him. I don't know. Okay, but
that's my song.
Okay, but let's cut this a little bit so Nelly Baby can hear her song, and then I'll continue with my point.
Ya apasionada, no más por tu amor.
Okay, you wanna go ahead. I'll let you finish it.
Mira como ando bien. Borracha la morrachera. I can't sing too loud because I don't know him right.
Okay, yeah, okay, you got it out of your system?
Yeah.
Okay, now, going back to the topic.
Just for you.
Thank you.
I'm done.
Okay, you're done? Okay, great. I forgot what I was talking about. Okay, so. What was I talking about?
Your experience at DoorDash.
Yeah, the tip. And lube it up. Okay, so. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go to the comment that we have here. Okay, so Melissa says he didn't have to eat the food. It had nothing to do with the person who ordered it. And that is another point why he should not eat that food. Because that person was waiting for... Maybe he had a hard job at work. Maybe, uh-huh. You know, he works in a really stressful place with someone who's very annoying. I mean, I can understand if you order some DoorDash. You're like...
This I could understand the annoying.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. That's why I'm setting up. I'm with you on that one. But... That poor guy had no food whatsoever. And now this poor person is starving and now ordering again and wait another 30 minutes to get his food. And that's not right. I don't understand why the customer has to pay for the consequences of the company.
That's what you get for being lazy, especially if you have a card and you deserve it.
No. Because if you're paying for a service, you're going to get a service. Oh, and actually we have somebody's birthday. All right. Happy birthday to that person.
Happy birthday.
Nelly Baby's like, yeah, happy birthday. I'm gonna get a piece of cake.
I'm gonna pretend it's my birthday next.
I'm pretty sure any month is Lenny's baby's month.
Yeah. It's my birthday too.
It's your birthday too.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday. Okay. Right. Anywho, that poor person should have got his food, and that driver should not have done that.
All I have to say is, you working for...
Oh, no, wait. I remember what I was going to say. I forgot what I was going to say, but I remember what I was going to say. One day I took an order, okay? It was literally right in front of the place where I do work my 9-to-5, right? And I was literally about 15 minutes away, and I delivered the food, right? Uh-huh. It was Sonic. I remember it was Sonic. I delivered the food, and it was only $2 for the freaking trip. I know. I was like, yeah,
I'd slap you with $2.
And no tip.
I would have slapped you
and
with
no tip. That was the best slap, and no tip. But I had a really good day, so that was.
I gave it to you.
You gave me a tip. Okay. Jesus. Okay. You know what? It's a shame you guys from Anchor are not seeing this, or Spotify. Whoever's listening to us, you're not seeing this. But
I gave you the tip real good.
But yeah, she literally just gave me the tip with her finger. She I was talking. And she poked my cheek. The face. Before, like, oh my God.
Not the cheeks.
Not the cheeks. The cheek. Anyways, so that was really upsetting. I will give you that. But hey, I saw how much they were gonna pay and I took it. So it's not their fault. It's not their fault. I know, you're really enjoying this, aren't you?
You know, I think you're like, you feel like a cold, in a cold day, you stripper working for that money, a hooker working for that money, huh?
As a matter of fact, that hooker actually got more money that day than I did.
I bet she did.
Yeah. She didn't get, she probably got more than $2 than I did. She's like, I got it $3. Not to my body. I got
$3. You a cheapo.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's Pilsen in Chicago, so.
Hey, we want to talk about your north side, okay?
Go ahead, talk about my north side.
Slum dicking over there.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. Nobody's perfect. At least they're more expensive. I mean.
We have coat fans here, so I can't talk smack.
That's true. All right, so what else do you want to say about the topic? since we, you know.
I don't know. It's a win-win situation, depending on if the person that works for the company actually enjoys working for that company that's going to serve, you know, the customer the correct way. If they don't and they feel like they're being overused, then goddamn it, you're going to have a booger in that food.
But doesn't everybody feel the same way right now about their job?
I think so, especially with COVID. And then right now with COVID, who's going to want a COVID burger? Who knows who touched it?
I mean,
it?
At this point, you can be cooking your own COVID burger. You could have it like, and then just spread all over your family. That's a possibility, too.
Thank God I'm okay right now.
I mean, yeah. Right now, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we're canceled next week. Be like, hey, Charlie got COVID. We don't know.
Get away from me, cooties.
Hey, man, we... That could be the case. That could be the case. But again, oh my Lord, Jesus. Okay, no, we're not doing this.
I feel like I'm practicing for the quinceañera.
All right, the background, the song you are hearing in the background, that song, it's pretty much played at every cotillion.
Every Latino.
Not Latino, Mexican. Cotillion party you're always.
Quinceañera, Sweet 16, Sweet 15, you will find it.
Yeah. Anyways. So, going back to DoorDash.
Or those cheesy-ass videos that Check-ins does.
Yeah. Shout out to our homie.
Shout out to Check-ins.
Anyways. But doesn't everybody feel the same way right now with the whole COVID thing? I mean, that is no excuse. We're being overworked, underpaid, all over the place. And you're not going to change the system just by cheating the system by eating somebody's burger.
Or licking it.
Why would you want to leak? And that's, I mean, never mind. I don't want to know how many times I order food and somebody lick my food. Now, I'll say this because
you're
I'm
welcome.
I'm saying this because actually I am not a very good tipper. I am not
we
a good tipper.
So, don't ever, ever go to a restaurant with Charlie because he doesn't tip.
All right. So the one that should not be named says, I still like my job. Yeah, I think a lot of us still do like our job. I think what we are not liking is the fact that they're overworking us. That's the thing.
Right now, due to shortage of people working, it's going to happen.
And that's the other side of this conversation, right? I mean, that poor guy, maybe, I'm not saying that he's all bad, right, because he's eating somebody's food, but maybe he really had a bad day that day, and the last thing he wanted was to drive all that freaking way to get a $4 tip. Because
depends, because I don't know. The other day I ordered from Instacart, and I saw, like, you know, the poor girl was being very helpful online, and, you know, there was stuff that she couldn't find for me on you know, Food for Less, or I don't know where the hell I shopped. I forget. And it's food, damn it.
COVID food.
Yeah. And she was, you know, looking for, other options to replace the food that I picked. And she was very helpful. Then I noticed that they were only going to tip her $4. And I said, that's a freaking crime. So I said, you know what? I tipped her an extra $5, you know, cash when she came to the door. So I'm like, here you go. I'm like.
So you were able to see how much they were going to give her as a tip?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Usually I don't order DoorDash because they're expensive.
I don't do DoorDash. That's a Caucasian thing.
No, Uber Eats is a Caucasian thing.
That's a Caucasian
DoorDash,
thing, too.
It's
fine. I don't do none of that.
Fine. No, and that's okay.
Support your local restaurants by ordering from their delivery
But you know that your local restaurants now are using DoorDash and Uber Eats and all those.
I figure it out, but they're getting scammed under that, too. They're actually getting scammed.
What? They're charging them 30%.
That's
on the delivery.
That's a lot, depending on what's going on with the restaurants right now.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, if you're getting charged 30% on the delivery, that's actually a good amount, because the more when you go to DoorDash, you see the restaurants that are there, and you're able to choose. Now, when you go to your actual restaurant, you see, oh, they have the little DoorDash. Oh no, we can order DoorDash, and then you go to DoorDash. That saves them, because if you think about it, that saves them the payment for the actual their own deliver, right? Delivery mm-hmm. guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his car, mm-hmm. and his gas, and his insurance, and the tires, and all the beautiful things
that
come with it, right?
I don't think they do all that. Not for a local restaurant.
Okay, that's true. So who pays for all that? The driver. So now the restaurant has to pay a little bit more money. And in my mentality of a little mathematician, they pay a little bit more when it comes to delivery. I can't take you serious right now. You're so into your romantic mode right now. You know, I'm going
to
tell
the DJ. I have to.
You got to tell the DJ to change the music.
I'm trying to, like...
I know.
Anyways, hold on. Let me finish my statement, all right?
Okay.
So the delivery guy only takes a certain amount of deliveries at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go in, if you're a delivery guy and you take an hour to take a pizza, the poor guy, the restaurant, the owner, has to wait for him to come back and deliver one at a time or hire more people to actually deliver the pizzas, right? Now, they also live on tips.
Sometimes.
Right? I mean, if you want to keep your business moving, you got to hire more people, right?
Yeah, but sometimes the delivery man takes like a shitload of orders.
Got it. And then that actually, it's longer for the customer to get their food. By the time they get their food, it's already cold, right? DoorDash has a ton of deliverers for you, and now you are able to move it faster. Now, I'm going to go to this comment here that says, two comments. They charge ridiculous amounts to use DoorDash. That is true. Local restaurants actually lose with those services. Again, it's how busy the restaurant is.
I said on the news, the restaurant people were really pissed off with all the maps.
All the maps?
All the apps.
That is true. Again, it's... Listen, and I think down to my core, this is where this is the way I see it, okay? You're going to lose regardless whatever you do. Nothing in life is perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're working in the medical field, we're screwed. If we're working on delivery service, we're screwed. If we're working on the restroom service, we're screwed. Anywhere you go nowadays, you are going to get screwed. The question is, how hard do you want to get screwed? And that is no pun intended.
Depending on the night.
No, no, no. I said no. No pun intended. I did say that. I did say that.
Damn it. Let me get it hard.
Oh, okay.
Damn it, it's been 2 weeks. I mean the show.
I knew as I said the statement, she was going to go with something like that. Okay.
You owe me big time.
The shrimp has a Santa hat on. Yes, yes, it does. Yes, it does have a Santa hat on because, you know, that's
he's
how they roll.
He's feeling the holiday, people.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Stop being a Grinch.
You Grinches. Anyways, yeah, so that's the way I see it. I think that it's a little bit more cheaper when you pay 30% on the order. Because think about it. If you're doing an order for, let's say, $15, 30%, that's what, $150? That's $450 you're paying. That's $450.
Uh-huh.
On 30% of $15 tip, $15 order.
Uh-huh.
So that's $4. You're literally getting $11, and you're literally cutting out the delivery man.
Mm.
I guess.
I don't do DoorDash, so I really don't care.
No, but see, like again, like you said, you did order Instacart, right?
Yeah, which is the first and the last time. I only did it because I really was really freaking lazy, and it was cold as hell.
All right, so we've been talking about it for this for 27 minutes. We're going to take a break on the on Encore and Spotify and the other platforms. I should actually get the list of other platforms so they don't feel left out. And then we'll come back on the other ones. And we're going to enjoy some music. So if you're doing DoorDash, you can listen to this music as you DoorDash. All right?
And you could boycott and get angry while you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break from Spotify and we'll come back and continue this topic.
So we stop?
Yes. All right, as you guys can see, we're back and Nelly Baby's still feeling the groove from La Playa here in Chicago on Cermak. Yep. Cheers. And before we finish the night, I want to order a big michelada. Oh, I want a michelada. I really want a michelada.
Yeah, you need it.
You know what?
You need it because you're about to get a fist in your face.
It seems like you're for the last 2 weeks, since you haven't seen me, like you have all this.
No, no, no.
And you're like, pew, pew,
you
pew, 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 pew.
Had some anger management stuck in there somewhere, and then you decide to.
Well, I can't have anger management stuck if.
Or anger issues at
the
moment.
I was about to say, thank
there
you. Okay.
Go.
So there you go. Okay. So. Uh-huh. Going back to the topic.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She's gonna punch me before the show ends.
Yes, I will.
But
that's before cameras are, you know, off.
Oh, p-tew, p-tew, p-tew.
And there's no witnesses.
There's literally a restaurant
they're
full
not
of people.
Know. It's gonna be like at work.
Yeah,
they're not gonna care.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, so going back to the topic, okay? So another aspect of this of the whole DoorDash thing. Okay, I guess the ringer is gonna come out every single time we start a new segment. I'm gonna expect another one in the third one. Okay.
Probably.
So. The cool thing about, well, not the cool thing, but another aspect of it is DoorDash decided to actually do something that I've never seen before anywhere else. And now that I haven't experienced it, I just haven't heard from it. I probably, pretty sure it happens a couple of times, but not very often, where the owners of DoorDash decided to pass a law they had before, but they stopped it because of COVID, where the technicians and even the CEO has to do one order a week or a month. I think it's a month. No, a week.
Mm-hmm.
One order a week.
Good.
Yeah. So, give me your two cents on that. I'm going to tell you why, but...
Well, if you figure right now, due to situations that are occurring in the world, you're literally sitting on your butt, not doing anything. And do you really think the company wants to waste their money on just somebody sitting there?
I mean, well, no, because these technicians are the ones that update the app, and they do the difficult technicalities. And if there's a customer complaint or anything that's going on with the app, they actually take care of it. And the CEO obviously runs the whole entire thing.
Well, they got to, you know, earn their stripes as well in the company.
Say it again?
They have to earn their stripes as well in the company.
But, I mean, you're hired to do the technical job, not delivery.
But it is DoorDash.
So?
It's a delivery app.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you get hired to deliver. See, that's the cool thing about this, okay? And this is why I wanted to touch this, because the complaint was that I don't get hired to do deliveries, okay? And that's true. But there's a lot of people, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of you guys can relate to this. There's a lot of people that you hear constantly saying, it's not part of my job description.
That's not my job.
That's not my job, okay? And honestly, it irritates me so much, personally.
That's not my job.
It irritates me. Irritates me so much because you cannot go the extra miles to help your other buddies?
Hell
your
no.
Your coworkers? Why not? Why not? I want to hear you talk.
You know
it.
How many times I got no money, no rewards for interpreting when, you know, interpreters
okay, first
do
of
exist?
All, first of all, you're not supposed to interpret because that's against the law. Okay,
well,
that's one thing.
Well, then the person was forcing me to interpret.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to because that's against the law.
Just
okay, that's a very bad example.
That I was brown and they say, you yeah. speak el español?
Yeah, that's a little stereotypical and I'm straight up saying it. Racist. Because just because you're brown does not mean you speak Spanish.
Well, guess what happened?
Yeah, I know what happened, but, let's say you're not supposed to interpret, and they say, hey, you know, Nelly baby, can you do X, Y, and Z? But it's in your job description. Wouldn't you do it? Like, for example, if I'm walking around, the, you know, my regular job, and I see something on the floor, I'll pick it up and throw it away. I'm not an EVS guy, but I can, you know, I can do that. I cannot say it's not my job
description. Not if it's a dirty needle. That's not my job.
Oh, my Lord. Really? Somebody else can get hurt.
Not me.
Don't you know how to handle needles?
No. I'm not a CNA or a nurse. Or a doctor.
You cannot pick up
I just play one on TV.
You cannot pick up the needle from the tip.
No. I'll handle other things from the tip, fucker.
That was a really good setup. I like that one. But no, see, think about it. A lot of people nowadays, they say, that's not my job description. That's not my job description. I think it's just one of the things that it irritates me is because I just feel that you shouldn't do that. It's not the end of the world. It's not that they're asking you to construct or do something extremely ordinary. No, it's just something simple. Just don't, you know. And they're going all over the place. Why would people do that? I'm trying not to get into the accent and the very Crescentian mode where I can just ramble and speak faster. Because
you will not do that?
I will not do that. I will not do that. Right? For example,
I actually missed your Mexican ass.
Shut up.
Even though you probably didn't miss me.
Again, it has nothing to do with the conversation. It has nothing to do with the conversation. Jesus. Jesus. Anyways.
But Jesus.
Jesus. Anyways. What was I saying? Jesus. Okay, fine. Let me retract
myself. Do your
myself.
Damn job and just do your job.
I'm trying to. No, that's the... Okay, I remember. Okay. So. let me bring it down a little bit. In the place where we work at, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, right?
Uh-huh.
We're not supposed to talk to the patients without... one of the doctors or whoever we need to interpret for,
mm-hmm.
we can't do that. But there are moments where customers need help, right?
Yes.
And we need to help them out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's called customer service. Now, in the hospital we work at, we have a policy that says that just because we're interpreters, we're also customer service, which is the two hats, and then we can actually act as a customer service representative instead of just an interpreter, which is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, some do, some don't.
Yeah.
Okay? My problem here is where people who are not interpreters, let's say EVS or TNAs or whatever, they don't help the people, the patients, and they always use the excuse, that's not part of my job description. That, it kind of...
That's not my job.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. If it's in the best of your heart to actually help, you know, the patients, go for it.
But what does it have to be the best of your heart? Like, it sounds like...
Because not a lot of people enjoy what they do, and they just do it just to get an average paycheck. And
yes.
That's the sad part.
Yes, but again, isn't everybody doing that right now?
You shouldn't. You should love what you do.
I don't think you should love what you do. I think
why?
Because you get...
Because that's why they say you end up loving something that doesn't end up being a job. It's a passion.
Okay, repeat that one more time because I did not understand what you said.
When you find something to do, a career is something you love to do.
Yeah.
Not a job.
But you eventually lose the passion for it.
Not if you truly appreciate it and love what you do.
Eventually you will wear out.
I guess.
I mean, I don't think anybody will be able to do all of this just for eternity or for as long as they can without actually getting burned out. Like, little by little, you're getting chipped little by little, and then you stop doing that. Going back to DoorDash, though. I think it's a great idea what they're doing, because if you want to change the system, for example, the person that ate the food, if you want to change his way of thinking, if you want to avoid those arguments, if you want to avoid all of that, you have to make the people that are in the higher-ups to see what they go through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then once they see what they go through, they can actually make the change. But it starts from the bottom. And that's what a lot of the companies don't see nowadays, that you have the front line working hard, and they expose themselves. Because at this point nowadays, with the whole COVID and the transformer COVID, the Omicron, you can be exposed
Don't
anywhere.
Marion?
Yeah, whatever his name is.
I did
say Omicron, right?
Yeah.
Is it right? Am I right or
you're
right?
Yeah, you're right. I'm just messing with you because then everywhere on TikTok it's Omarion, the singer.
Ah, oh my God. Anyways, so you're exposed all over the place. And if you're in the front lines, and that's one of the things I actually did despise during 2020, it's the fact that we were in the front lines and the people on the higher-ups were at home and they were dictating us how to behave on the front lines. And that really pissed me off. That really pissed me off. And that's why I think this is a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah. I was furloughed, so I was okay and kind of pissed off at the same time because I actually missed what I was doing and actually working. I didn't mind working for the COVID clinic shit. I'd do it. But they said I wasn't needed, so I was like, okay, fuck it.
I was about to start going into like a Castro, a Fidel Castro speech. Started doing the hand, the gesture with the finger, and you know, I started, listen. I think it's a great idea again because now they're gonna see how hard the front line works, and I think every company should do that. At least not the CEO, but somebody on the higher ups.
No, the CEO should do it as well.
I think so too. Come one day out of the month and see what we go through, the ones in the front lines.
What was that one show? It was where the bosses of all these companies would work the line of their own company and chain, and then they would see how, I forgot what it was called, something.
Undercover Boss?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That's what should really happen.
I think so too. You know, back in the day, there was the CEOs and, you know, the higher-ups, they used to walk around the hospital where we work at, and they used to actually work with the front lines, and it was very different. Now they stopped doing that, and now everything's going down the toilet. And again, it's not only where we work at, it's pretty much all over the place. It's
all over the place.
And that's so sad, because now they don't want people to quit.
right? They're looking for people to actually fill the positions. But one, they don't want to hire people. And two,
they're using an agency, which is a lot more money.
And three, the ones they have, they're burning out because they don't know. They're dictating how to do their job without knowing how they do their job. And it's really bad for a company to do that. If you know what you're doing and if you know what's going on and if you know how they're working, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a really great idea. The problem here now is that they're complaining.
Yeah.
The people who now have to do the deliveries. So you, on one side, you have the deliverers, the DoorDashers, who are getting exposed to people getting robbed. Because they're robbing DoorDashers, they're stealing their cars,
robbed,
their cell phone,
killed.
They're getting robbed. Yeah, they don't change the system, but now when the CEOs and everybody else have to do it once out of X, Y, and Z, they get upset. It's just ridiculous.
You have to be one with the people. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, but that's a leftist idea. That's why I think I got so passionate about it, because me as a Latin American leftist, I believe that. I believe that the people who are on the higher up need to come down and work with us so they can know how we do. Because we do, like you said, we do enjoy.
Or they lose who they were, because who knows? They might have started from the bottom and then moved their way up, and then they got too good for their own people.
And now they forgot how to work that area or how actually... Because everything changes.
Yeah.
And this whole COVID thing, it has changed a lot of things.
I'm not saying it's not bad to, you know, reach higher up for the stars, because I'm trying to do it myself, but, you know, it's hard being, you know, a important person.
Oh no. Okay, say it again.
It's hard being an important person. Especially when you still get calls and your old employers come and stalk you. You know, you should really appreciate your staff once you have them. So that way they don't walk away.
I think so, too. So I want to ask our two, you know, guests here. I shouldn't say two, but, you know.
Come on down to Mariscos La Playa, estilo Nayarit. And you could enjoy a nice beer and lovely, delicious food.
Or you can give us your point of view. There you go. So we don't, you know.
You know, I'm hooking them up.
Because I'm about to, that's a good point. But I'm about to go, I'm literally stopping myself from going into this whole Che Guevara spill. So, so I really don't want to. But I think it's a great idea. I've never seen this happen. So to me, it's something so great. To me, it's something so great because I even put it in practice with my kids. I even tell them, if I work, you work. If I rest, you rest. That's the even trade. And that way, they can appreciate what they do. My point of view, they can appreciate what they do, and I can appreciate what they do, because I also got to remember that I, as a kid, I hated doing the chores.
Yeah.
And I needed just a little bit of.
Yeah, I did. I had a similar situation with my son.
Uh-huh.
And he literally was sitting there while I went, you know, I gave money for groceries, and he, you know, groceries were brought, and then he just sits there while he grabs the first thing he sees of a snack, and I said, hold up. I said, these are chores, groceries you put away. Why do I have to do that? Because mommy's tired and mommy's worked for you to have this. So you need to do them chores to enjoy the fruit of what mommy does.
And we did talk about it about three episodes ago, where we talked about that everything that it's already happening, it starts with the nucleus, which is the family or even us. This is where we start, right? Us. Us as an individual, right? So everything we practice, everything we do, everything we think, we expand that up to our significant others, to our children, and then to our neighbors, to our friends, to our colleagues, and then to the company, and so on and so forth. So really, we're pretty much everything we're going through is a reflection of us. That's what I think. That's my theory on life. I'm going to go with that, okay? So one of our guests said, sorry, we missed the point. I missed this point. The point is that DoorDash is doing something great to change the behavior, to change the environment, to change the system of the people that are working for them. Because in the previous episode, we talked about how the driver is already getting upset about a $4 tip. But if you don't know what goes on in the front line, especially you being a CEO or anybody who's in charge of that company, then you will not know how to fix it. And you will fix what you think it's right, when in reality you are not aware or know what the hell is going on in your company. So in order for you to know what's going on, you have to go to the bottom of literally the bottom of the totem and see what the front line actually goes through. And that way you can actually make a change that actually benefits and produces better results than just assuming that you're right and you know how that goes, right? So the point is, it's a good thing, and I think every company should start doing that, where the CEOs and the upper ups should start coming down to our lower level so they can actually make a change and a good change for the employers, and they don't end up quitting or exposing themselves the way that is not necessary. So I think it's a great idea. So to actually, if, just in case anybody else missed the point, that was the point.
What he said.
Again, I'm trying not to go into Latin American leftists and be like, es que hoy, en nuestro país, aquí en Latinoamérica. So I don't want to go into that whole...
This sounds a little racist, sir.
No, man. Why? I'm a Latin American. I'm Latin American. I can say that.
Are you cultural appropriating?
No, because I can say it in... Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and say it in the words of our General Pancho Villa. Es que ahorita, aquí nosotros... And it's the abuelo. Ahí, pero. So, is that better for you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, we haven't started the third segment, so whoever's texting the baby, please, wait.
It's probably my job.
Oh.
You know, I kind of like, click, click, click. I'm supposed to do a job event today, and I kind of missed it to be here.
She says, no, I literally missed all of it. I don't know what to say about that now. I guess. Thank you. I don't know. I shall continue.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, what do you think? Okay, for example, no, I'm not going to say this because we're going to get fired. But if you had your own company, would you do that too?
What?
The whole topic.
What, work from the bottom? Yeah.
No. Been there. If you're on top, will you come back down to the bottom?
Yeah, why not?
I'm asking, why not? But why do you think it's not?
I wouldn't mind. You know, going back to and refreshing my memory of how it used to be before, you know, I made it successful and had millions of dollars.
Yes.
And work with the little people? Sure, why not?
What
do you want me to tell you? Sure. I'd be like, yes, thank you for what
but
you do.
But do you really think you will do it?
I would. Why?
I'm asking.
I would.
I mean, a lot of people who are on the bottom say that, and then once they get to the top, they're like, I don't have to
I'm
do that
so
anymore.
I'm not so proud. I'm not a proud person like that. I will work whatever I need to work just to make a living. It's just how I was raised.
But, I mean, I guess seeing their point, if you go to school and you struggle, everything you struggle with, and you pay all that money, don't you think it's a little...
Beneath me?
Yeah.
No.
No? You think they're in the wrong on this one?
I think they're in the wrong. Like, why not work with your fellow people that are making those millions for you?
I mean, that's true. But again, I guess that at that point it's more of a cultural American belief where that's a communist or a leftist idea, and I don't support that. I mean, because that's what we're seeing right now too. The whole liberal, conservative, leftist. You know, Ben Shapiro and James B. Peterson and Michael Lowell, they're always talking about left is this, left is that, and they always want it for free, and they want this, and they want that. So, I mean, do you think that they have a point in that sense? I don't care. I will probably go down to the bottom because, again, if I want something to succeed, I want to see what's wrong with it
firsthand,
right?
Exactly. You have to see what's right and what's wrong and what needs to be fixed.
But that's me. The American culture does not believe that.
No, I don't know. I wasn't raised on those cultures.
So how are you raised?
I was raised that you have to work and work hard to get what you want.
But then when you get to a certain point, do you continue working on it? Like, is it necessary to work on it? Like, you also have options.
You can
quit the company and not work under the guidelines.
Or you could try to improve it.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you get a better job and you don't have to do that, wouldn't you do it?
But what if I enjoy being in the company?
I mean,
especially
that's true,
if it's mine.
But if they're making you do it. Because here, the idea here is they're making them do it. It's not because they're willing to do it. They're making these people do this thing. So, therefore, they're upset because now they're being made. It's the same thing as, oh, I don't want to take the vaccine because the government's telling me because they're making me and blah. So, it's the same thing. It's that mentality that comes with it.
That's the third episode.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so since we are actually on that, let's cut it here. Let's go some music. And then we'll
enjoy the music, and we don't own rights to the music. And don't forget, if you're around the neighborhood of North Lawndale and Little Village on 28th Street and Cermak Avenue, come and check out Mariscos a la Playa Estilo Nayarit and tell them that Charlie Bunker sent you.
That's right.
With Nelly Baby.
Well, no, they didn't send you with Nelly Baby.
You could invite
Charlie, me. Charlie and Nelly Baby send you.
Or you could call me and I meet you up over here and we could have a nice beer.
There you go. Okay, now Nelly Baby is actually saying that she'll come with you guys and have a nice beer. You know what? We're gonna come back on Anchor and Spotify and Google Play and all those other platforms, and we're gonna order something cool for the ones on the live, okay? Lady, please. Thank you. Oh, nope. All right. And we're back for the third segment of this episode of Charlie's Bunker with Nelly Baby. Chatting. Oh! Actually, before I forget, I want to make a bunch of changes to the show, okay? And this year, it's nothing but new changes, and I want to do something big. So, I want to see if you guys can give us an idea of a new name, okay? We love Charlie's Bunker. I get it. You know, it's a great name. But I want actually something that involves Nelly Baby, too, okay? She is part of the show.
What?
She has been
my ride and die. This is my show. This is my show. My name is Charlie Bunker. This is my show, and we're not changing the name because I am Charlie. Do you not know who I am? I am the face of Charlie Bunker.
That is true. That is true. And that was actually the beginning of last year. But now this year, you've earned your stripes. And
please.
You are the show. That's why I cannot fire you. We did say that
plus,
earlier.
Plus, a lot of people would boycott.
That a lot of people would boycott, yes. And like I said, you do most of the work that I don't do, so I guess you deserve the credit. So, I'm asking for you guys, whoever's listening out there, if you have been hearing us for a while, and you know how we have our dynamic, so please, give us some ideas on what will be our new name for the show, okay? I cannot wait to hear your ideas, and again, Nelly Baby and I will be more than grateful, okay? We want to do something different with the show. We're thinking of bringing more places where we can go and do remotes, like in Playa Nayarit. And we want to do a bunch of different things. But we want to start with the name. She's really getting into her feelings right now.
I don't know, but
that DJ is killing my groove.
The DJ is really going to have karaoke tonight.
That's right. No, after this, we're about to go like all down. Maybe we do a little life in the karaoke. I mean, why not?
Because seriously, Charlie and Nelly Baby are going to take over Mariscos, La Playa, and make it karaoke night tonight. Because your girl needs to sing, cry, and drink.
All right.
All in one.
All in one. Oh, I can just imagine that.
No, that's you.
No. Yo, never seen me cry. What's wrong with you?
Well, how you sound.
When I cry? Oh.
When you sing. Yes, I went there. Since you want to talk crap.
You know what? That's it. Forget the name. Forget everything. She's fired ass at this spot right now.
All right, guys. Remember, we're going to boycott. All my followers are going to be gone.
We're gone? Okay, fine. All right. Going back to the third segment, okay? Share, like, whatever. You know what you need to do. Anyways, so the city ordinance, right? This is why we're bringing all this conversation into close, right?
Uh-huh.
Chicago on January 2nd decided the third decided to, for every establishment, gyms, restaurants. What else? Public places?
Any entertainment locations.
They need to ask for the vaccination card.
Anyone 5 and over.
Yeah. That, in my point of view, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. But the question is, how is it affecting them? Me as a customer, I'm thrilled about it because now I can feel a little safer.
And I don't want any cootie catchers.
That's right. I'm a little safer that whoever is coming in, they're not gonna have, I guess, the most potent strength of the COVID, and I'm able to feel secure and safe in an establishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, since
the last time I read an article about it, 30% of the people didn't want to get vaccinated. So let's say that out of 10 people, obviously 7 are vaccinated and they're going to come into the restaurant, but the other 30 are not. Now, the problem here is if your business depends on those 30% to survive, how hard is it going to hit you? So give me your ideas. Oof. Oof. Oh, no, no, no. You gotta come here. Oof.
All right, guys, then we got the 2 micheladas. But those have a 1 full beer inside of there as well. So
ooh, thank you.
1 full. Come on. She drinks about 6-pack right in one of those. I'm not going to do nothing.
We got more where that one came from.
Ooh.
You better hope because you're going to get knocked out right
Listen,
now.
Listen, we're about to get a ticket outside because I forgot to pay for that parking, but that's okay. We gotta forget about it in a minute. Thanks, brother. All right, so look at this, man. Look at this. Oh, boy.
This is going to save Charlie's life.
Salud. All right, so you're going to tell me your point of view. Mm.
You know, I don't like tomato juice, but it's not that bad.
All right.
It's actually pretty good.
I was going to say my usual Mexican expression, su madre. O sea, this is good. I liked it. I'm usually not a michelada guy, but I liked it. Su madre.
I'm not supposed to have tomatoes.
Oh, that's
so
right.
If I die, don't forget to unfollow Charlie.
It's not my fault if you're gonna. Okay, that was a good one. That was a good one. I'll give you that. Salud. Don't forget to unfollow Charlie. All right, so we're going to tell me your point of view on if those businesses depend on your 30%.
I'm sorry. Right now, with all this stuff going on, I'm guessing that 30% is already in the hospital because those numbers are not really nice in the hospital right now. Like, the beds are overflowing. The staff is overworked. There's no attendees, no doctors to serve those floors. So people do the best and get vaccinated. You know, I know people think, you know, people are, you see stuff on TikTok and you think, oh my God, there's this in the vaccine that's going to, you know, make me sterile and I'm never going to have babies because of, you know, they're trying to, you know, stop us from having babies.
Just said you, I'm already sterile.
I was like, But you got to remember, if you're not that smart, do you really want to have babies like that?
Oh, my God. I mean, that's... So the key here is, if you're not that smart, do you really want to reproduce? I mean, just go for it.
Don't forget to wear protection.
And don't forget to unfollow if Nelly Baby dies. We're just going wrong and wrong. Wrong and wrong. We're just going deeper into this rabbit hole. Okay, so let's say, for example, okay, a restaurant's fine. Right? Mm-hmm. You can, I think, this is my theory, you can survive on those 7 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
They come in, you're 70%, you know,
you buy your food. You got your locals. You still making kind of...
You got your locals?
You got the
and
locals,
your locals
in your community that support you and then know that you have good food. You're going to make it ends meet. It's going to be hard, but at least you're going to have your local and loyal customers.
Your locals.
You're going to get punched. For Wardy, that will support your business, and you're fine.
That's
you know,
true.
There's you're gonna always have hard times, depending on if you have a business that's thriving. You're gonna have good times and bad times.
That is true, but let's say, for example, Chinatown, because I was having a conversation about this with the owner of Chinatown. Well, not the owner, but the manager who runs Chinatown. Shout out to Janice, who is the one that always gives us the opportunity to record in Chinatown.
You're welcome.
We're having a conversation about it, and she goes, you know what, I feel safe, I feel better about it right now, I actually enjoy it because I feel that I am not going to bring COVID to my house, which, again, you might, because the vaccine does not stop you from getting COVID, it just stops you from dying from COVID.
And you know what, and if you are needing a quick way to get a COVID test, always head to Chi-Town every Friday, they're giving in-person COVID exams or tests.
The test. They're doing the rapid test.
The rapid test.
It's free. You don't need an appointment. So you can go ahead and if you're in Chicago and you're around the area, please go to Chi-Town and you can Google it, Chi-Town Football, and they will be more happy to do the test. Okay, but we were talking about it and she said she feels secure, but you know, at least now the people that are going in there are the ones that are actually vaccinated.
I said, that's great. But unfortunately, the majority of the people who work, who go in into Chi-Town and they play soccer, they're Hispanic, and the majority of Hispanics are not literally vaccinated. So you're missing that.
Yeah.
Because now you, I guess your passion is if you really want to play, or if you want to just not play and go somewhere else. But anywhere you go, now they're going to ask you for the vaccination card.
Why doesn't our people want to get vaccinated? That's the question.
That's a very hard question to answer. I do not have the answer for that, and nor I intend to give you my theory on that.
Well, I already know, but I don't want to cause any chaos.
All I know is that, and I guess everybody who's Hispanic and listens to the show, that three of you, will know, three of you, will know that our people are like, yeah, well, this is the reason why. And maybe you're not wrong. Maybe you're not wrong. But it's not only them. It's not only them. And unfortunately, they're you know, affecting other people. Because now I think, and this is my theory on it, is that we're going into the herd immunization aspect, where if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's all good and dandy. You don't have to get vaccinated.
Just stay home.
No, don't get vaccinated. That's all good and dandy. Get sick and overflow the beds, but eventually the ones who are vaccinated, they're literally going to get sick, and they're going to be better because now they're vaccinated, and they're going to survive it, and pretty much everybody else takes their course. Now, unfortunately, I'm saying that because in my personal life, I did experience somebody who did not wanted to get vaccinated, and unfortunately, he passed. But it was hard. But is it fair for the establishment to put this law in the city where they have to suffer that? Like, the business that are gonna lose, is it fair to them? Because they already struggled 2020 to keep their businesses open.
True.
And now they're going to do that again?
But then you're going to get fined every day.
That is true. How much is the fine?
I looked for it and I couldn't find it.
Well, I read in WTTW, your window to the world, that the tickets, or they're going to do a hearing, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in violation, you're going to do a hearing. But it's going to run between $100,000 to $10,000.
A day?
Well, I don't know a day, but that's pretty much the rate of the ticket that you're going to get.
I wouldn't doubt it. It would be every day. So are you really willing to pay tens of thousands of dollars a day for that?
No. And here is why I mentioned the DoorDash thing. Because we need that service. Establishments need those services. And they're screwing everything up. Because the guy who ate the food, not only did he screw the customer... Okay. Mm-hmm. Not only did he screw the customer, he screwed the restaurant as well. Because he mentioned that he didn't get the order when the restaurant did actually has a way of showing if you if they pick up the food or not, and they showed that you actually did deliver the food. So now you're screwing both sides into the... I can't take it seriously.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm back.
You're back?
Yeah.
Well, they can't take it seriously if you're messing up in two sides of the... You're fighting two battles. You're fighting one battle on two fronts. So you're pretty much doing more a disservice in the long run at a wider scale than anything else. Is it fair? I don't think so. That's why I think you messed up.
True.
Don't say yeah. Okay, just give me your point. I know. No, you're going to get one. Oh, I should not say that. That's show abuse.
Yeah. But you gotta, like, I don't know. I'm like, I think it's fair for them to start vaccinating and show proof of vaccination, because darn, your next thing is you're just going to be a hermit at home.
But we're not saying that it's not right for them to actually, my point is not for the business not to actually ask for the vaccination card. I think it's a good idea because, again, it, as a customer, it makes me feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is the restaurants that depend on those 30% of people who are not vaccinated, who service food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Services like DoorDash, Uber Eats, and whatever other service is out there,
mm-hmm.
they're depending on them. And they're screwing up DoorDash or
yes.
whoever else, right? So I think that the person who actually ate the food, that out of frustration, and we understand why, because it's been under underpaid, overworked, and all that beautiful thing that we mentioned before. But why is he making it so, why is he making it where it's more problematic for the restaurant? Now we're talking about the restaurant. The restaurant's already losing money with this ordinance. Why are you screwing him over? And that's what I want to hear your point of view. Why do you think, where do you think this is going to lead? We got to help each other. That's where I'm coming from. So what do you think?
Yeah, because if you figure the restaurants have to give that money back to the customer because, A, you touched my food. B, you ate it. I never got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a charge on my card. So,
again, so now the restaurant's losing in two fronts in my way of thinking. You're paying the 30% for delivering the service because mm-hmm. that customer, that driver, if the food doesn't get to them because of A, Y, and C, they're still going to get paid a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Right? It probably is going to be a little bit more than a $4 tip.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're going to keep the darn job.
Well, if they find a way, if there's a way they can actually prove that he did deliver the food, which there is, and he took the food and he didn't deliver it, then, yeah, he's going to get fired. But like I said, you're losing the 30% because you're paying for the service, you're paying for the delivery, plus you're losing money on the food that you're supposed to sell to then make it to the customer. So now you gotta actually take the order again and send the food again. So now you're losing those
double
2 points
order.
Because you're paying for a double order. So that's where I'm coming from. This ordinance is great, but I guess DoorDash, it's failing as everybody else when it comes to the DoorDash industry. And I think that's where the good idea of the CEOs coming down and seeing how this whole thing is working out and how they can actually change the structure can actually help the customer and the restaurant a lot better than what they're doing right now. So what do you think?
I don't know. I'm thinking DoorDash needs to, again, work with their people and then actually change the tip option because that way, you know, why does it have to be 30 minutes to deliver food and then to get $4 out of that order?
But see, the tip, the DoorDash does pay you the tip. Like every 100% of the tip that you get, it's DoorDash gives it to you.
Okay.
So for example, if my order is $8 and they charge the 30% and they charge the customer, blah, blah, and then the customer decides to put on the app $20 tip, DoorDash will not take a cent from the tip. It will give it to the delivery guy.
Okay.
All right. So that's DoorDash policy. We're not, compared to Uber Eats and any other company, they actually take a percentage of the tip and they don't pay it to the delivery guy. All right. Mm-hmm. But DoorDash does give you the tip. That sounds so wrong. Again. But I know. But why are we going to blame DoorDash for what the customer tipped? So I'm guessing that at this point, do not blame DoorDash for not tipping more, but they should actually, DoorDash should change the policies to pay them more for the trip, but not the tip. Again, that sounds wrong, but you know where I'm going with this.
I guess they should charge per, I guess maybe like $1 the mileage.
They do pay you by the mile.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess they can change the... I called once the customer service for DoorDash and I asked them because I really hated taking orders from this particular store. I hated it. The store was horrible. Their customer service was horrible. When it came to DoorDash, they treated you worse than you were horrible. It just worse than a uneducated swine. They just thought because you were a delivery guy, you deserve no respect. And I'm gonna reserve the name of the store because I don't wanna give him a bad rep. But you know, every DoorDash who does any DoorDashing on the suburbs of Chicago knows which one I'm talking about. Because everybody that I spoke to there, it was like, oh yeah, this is the worst store ever. But eventually, they changed their system and it got a little bit better, right? Because they used to send us to all over the place, Berwyn, Cicero, and all that stuff. And we were literally by Naperville. So that was a drive, right? You could not take in the trip, but, you know, sometimes $13 was $13. You know, that actually adds up. But for the hour drive, sometimes it wasn't even worth it. Plus, they treat you like crap, forget it. The point is that there are some that are worth taking. The other ones are not so much. So if they're going to change the way they're paying, I think they should change. If they're charging 30%, give them a little bit more to the drivers.
They should.
Because sometimes the freaking, and I used to hate it, when it will do like a 40-minute trip, and no tip was added. That would piss me off. That would really piss me off.
That sucks. What kind of customer are you? Like, you got to take
probably
that.
Charlie?
Probably Charlie. You get a food, you get your own, what's it called? Your dose of your own medicine?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's why I didn't complain. But, but again, whenever I took an order, I made sure the food was there and everything was there because the person that was taking the food had no issue. Mm-hmm. It was not his fault. The restaurant was just buying a service. So two of them are customers of DoorDash, if you think about it. So the one that has to change is DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of bringing the CEOs and everybody else, it was a great idea. But what does it mean for the city? What does it mean for the restaurant, the local restaurants who depend on that? Are they willing to lose more money? I mean, great, you as a customer are feeling safe, but are you willing to lose more money because somebody else is not doing their share of work? So again, the Latin American leftist in me is saying, we're all connected in this. We got to help each other out, right?
It's
because
it's
an equal trade.
It's a balance, equal trade. So if you're willing to lose money in order to get a business or have your own business, there's a pro and con to this situation, especially right now during this time that we're going through all this.
That's right. So I guess that at the end of the day, as a customer, you also have responsibility, right? If you want to go to your local restaurant, go ahead and do it. Again, they're obligated. Don't give them such a hard time.
No, be patient, guys, because right now everywhere you go, you must understand they're short staffed, they're understaffed, people are tired, people are exhausted, people are being used and abused and overused. Support your local businesses, but as well, be patient, be caring, because right now the times are hard.
Yeah, and I also, one of the things that they're struggling with is the people that are actually getting such a hard time because they're not vaccinated. We're going to take a little break, and we got our guest here. I just want to give you a shout out on the show. It's okay. Charlie's Bunkers Podcast, and what's your name of your DJ place so we can actually thank you for the great music you've been playing this whole night. Go ahead, man. No, take over.
You got to put it up because he's kind of tall. Sorry.
There you go.
Se alcanza, si me oyen?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Okay.
It's in English. So
my name is Johnny Fades. I'm a barber during the day, and sometimes on the weekends I play music at parties at the Mariscos restaurant right here at La Playa. We have a little store where we sell records, tapes, and different media books. We like to focus on Spanish media, but we have everything, you know. Right here on Cermak in Albany, 3051 West Cermak. It's called Del Pueblo Barbers and Records with my boy and partner, Güero, and Yoli. Yoli, she's a hairstylist. She's here too. You know, keeping it in the neighborhood, supporting each other, you know, Cermak cross promotion, and, you know, that's what we're about.
Awesome, man. No, thank you. And again, we just been hearing your music the whole night. And I'm going to be honest with you, you got a little distracted because she was like,
yeah, the last song before this one. I need a repeat, because that was, I forgot.
¿Quién está llorando?
Yes.
That's Julio Preciado.
And I told him, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take over the DJ and make it a karaoke, because I'm going to sing tonight. Yeah.
So we just want to give you a little shout out and introduce yourself, because that's the whole idea of the show, guys. We want to actually keep it to the community where we can help each other out. Again, the Latin America leftist in me, I just want us to grow together. Not just me and him, like together as a community, because we're Hispanic, dude. We gotta help each other out. And as you guys can see, this homeboy right here is helping his community. And I work with a lot of activists, here in the area. And I just love what you guys do. So I want to give you a shout out and thank you for everything you've done tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
So
That was a little commercial. I'm sorry, guys. I just wanted to.
And again, Nelly Babies are always around the community, and it sucks because I only stick to one location. So now that I know that further down Cermak, there's a lot of cool places to come and see. There was a coffee shop here before too. Yep. That was awesome. So come down and enjoy your locals around here on Cermak and 28th. Again, we're here in Mariscos La Playa Estilo Nayarit. Come and check it out. You got great music, great food, and great drinks. So just come on down.
So just to close this segment, because we're about to close in a minute, guys, like we were saying, if you're not vaccinated, that's okay. You know, you have your reasons. You are right. We're not disputing what your beliefs are. I personally, I'm 100% behind you. Whatever you choose is your choice. But we do have to suffer the consequences. And unfortunately, we've lost a lot of people because of that choice. And that's okay. Again, nothing but love and respect for them because, you know, this disease, it's actually, it's unpredictable. You don't know who's gonna make it. You don't know who's not. Again, whatever you believe, sir, it's fine. But don't be hard on the communities or don't be hard on the establishments that are obligated to have this ordinance and follow it through. If you wanna still support them, like we're trying to do, then order from DoorDash or Uber Eats or any other way of they can provide. Or, hey, you can actually call over the phone, drive it yourself, wear your mask, they can give you food and drive off. Like the old, you know, remember the old days when DoorDash and Uber Eats and nobody else was there? You drove yourself. I mean, again, I'm just saying.
If you have a car or if it's close to you and you're able to walk, go and enjoy a nice, brisk little walk and get your food.
And again, It's just for the protection of everybody, right? Again, we're respecting your decision if you're not vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, respect the people who are not vaccinated. Yeah. It's not about you're right or wrong.
Choice.
Yeah, it's just about everybody working together because as you can see, and I said it before, we're connected. Everybody depends on everyone. I don't care if you're brown, black, white, yellow. If you are conservative, liberal, leftist, neutral, agnostic, atheist, religious, I don't care. We depend on each other. And I think that's what we're failing to see.
Yeah. And remember, our children also count. So you want to be careful and make sure your children are safe too. I had to go mama bear the other day because I had my child in 19-degree weather. And I said, and then you expect the children not to get sick? Okay, my child's going to stay in school because it's your fault that he is sick.
Yeah, actually, on that, I was walking my dog, and it was literally 10 degrees, and I had my soccer shorts on and a hoodie with my sandals, and I walked there for like
10 but you're
minutes.
A grown-ass man. These are kids.
And I was born in Russia, Siberia. Yeah.
And you're hairy as heck.
I am not hairy as heck, okay? First of all, you haven't seen my whole body. Is my hair.
And you're Mexican.
And that is true. And raised in the mountains. All right? We're good, my friend. All right, so we're going to close with that, and we're going to leave you with the music in the background that we do not have the rights in, too. All right?
We don't own rights to this music. Stay safe, guys. Make sure that you're wearing your mask, double mask if you need to. And if you feel comfortable and safe, make sure you're vaccinated and your kids are vaccinated as well if you can. Be safe out there, guys.
All right, guys, until next week, this has been Charlie's Bunker with Nelly Baby. I'll see you later.
Support your local restaurants and businesses, especially African-American, brown, and black businesses.
All right, guys, until next week.
Bye.
Bye.